to Talking Wealth. I'm David Harvey. I'm a senior investment analyst at Wealth Within. As you may be aware, that the profit reporting season has pretty much come to a close for Australian stocks. And overall, there's been some pretty good news coming through, and really on the back of a strong domestic growth. And of course, we're all aware of the resources boom that's underpinned this profit reporting season. But I guess most of the commentators, though, are starting to flag that perhaps over the next year, there may be a bit of a cooling off in terms of profits as we move forward. And this is due generally to the sort of some volatile currency, the credit crunch, and I suppose what we're seeing is some the effects of this through the subprime mortgage issues in the United States and what happens in the US economy, which means the outlook may not be quite so clear for next year. But nonetheless, the Australian companies have done very well this time. They've delivered now the fifth straight year of double-digit earnings growth, and so I think that's all pretty good. What the projections are for the next financial year is about 10% sort of earnings growth over that period, so we'll probably see a little bit of softening in the growth rates. But anyway, I think that that's all sort of looking pretty exceptional, really, for the period just gone. In terms of there's some uncertainty also continues to have over the US economy, as I just mentioned, and the fact that companies have been less willing to commit to positive earnings growth outlooks may well be an indication that the earnings peak is starting to come into play. But the summary for the last financial year is that the winners really came out of the stocks that are leveraged to the domestic consumers, stocks like Harvey Norman, JB Hi-Fi. We've got infrastructure plays like Leighton and Transfield. They did incredibly well. Some of the services industry sectors like Worley Parsons did incredibly well, as did BHP. I suppose BHP, in terms of theirs, that they produced further record profits. In terms of capital management, really, this is something that the most commentators are saying, that the way that the Australian companies have set themselves up is that they're not highly leveraged, and that means then that even if we do get some lower growth in the earnings going forward, that the Australian companies are going to be able to weather this quite well. And I think that, as I said there before, that there's a falling expectation moving forward. But nonetheless, I don't think there's any need to panic at this stage. And so the Australian stock market, I think, still looking pretty good. And so for the next year, it'll still be good, but perhaps we won't get quite as much growth. Anyway, have a great week. This is David Harvey signing off from Talking Wealth. Look forward to talking to you next time.